Let's go a little bit further into a discussion, consideration of why I started after the introduction speaking about communication, or more realistically, communion of heart and breath, which includes, can include, communication with other beings, not on this plane, and also, we'll say, long-distance communication with others within this realm. There are several reasons why I did, each of which could stand to have some attention paid to it. One of the first is that it indicates that there is a realm of perception which is far greater than that which can be perceived simply through the outer senses. Further, that it is a normal and natural occurrence, and it's not something special, but that it is within yourself, it's within each being, because each being includes all that which is within it, and is part of that only one being. And within this, of the highest, of which we'll call your ideal or beloved or that which is, certainly within that one which being, that unity of life, everything does exist. And it's all part of that one. Now, this is spoken about with certainty, but it's only realized through experience, and experienced by one who actually goes through the process and reaches those levels. Before that, it may be theory, it may be talk, it may be nice words, but until an individual actually reaches this, experiences it, and becomes of this, and then grows within that as part of oneself, the person is talking without the reality of their own experience. So what words that may be said may be true or may be correct, but they're not reflecting of the individual's realization, and so might best be forwarded with some sort of qualifier. However, through experience, one begins to know and realize, and then later on to know with certainty to live within that realm, so it becomes part of them, and also grows within this to recognize that all these other beings are connected to one, and that one and all of these what seemingly external things or people or presences are all actually part of one being and part of oneself, as one is part of this. Now, it points toward that, and is reasonable that if this is the case, if there are multiple levels, finer and finer levels, and there are beings existing with this, and we're all connected in form and function, and all are part of oneself, and a person, you, are all part of that, then it's very reasonable to assume that in the course of realization or becoming again of what you are, what one is, that you would naturally evolve and unfold to include these realms and this natural communication of spirit, of heart, a communion of heart and breath within yourself, and it would be a part of your daily living. Further, I want to point out that I am trying to present this and have tried to present it in a way that makes the point that it's not something special, nor should it be sought after in and of itself, because that in and of itself is not complete realization. It's only experience of a level or a field or a framework of communication, a framework of being, which is lesser than the whole. And in discussing this, I also have made the point that the fact of communication with other beings or other spirit can be sought and can be experienced through many, many different means and methods, and these are all involved with being separate yet connecting to, much like making a phone call to another area. You're not in the area, but you're connected through the line, or using shortwave or whatever it happens to be. It doesn't mean that you're united with heart, united in being, that you're experiencing that unity of self as one being, that you're present, but rather there are tools to make that connection, and you've developed the abilities in order to do that. That certainly is not a level or extent of realization. It is a rather limited experience. And this takes place, and many people will attempt to seek that. Oh, I want to be able to speak with somebody on another plane. I want to talk with one of the great prophets. I want to see spirits. All of this is very secondary, and yet it all can be accomplished relatively easily. Its function is not of a higher spiritual nature. And so one should be careful in approaching through outer means and not promoting it for more than what it is. Further, it's a good indication if a person is attracted to that and that they are not really involved in real work and that they're not quite ready for one reason or more than one reason to embark on the more real path. The extrapolation of this is that this is an example of how people approach many, many different aspects of the spiritual path, or what they call the path towards spiritual realization, that they think through some outer activity that they become a realized being. They do experience, but it's still from the perspective of separate and lesser, and so it really doesn't draw them that much closer to the real. It can be useful and helpful as a stepping stone, but eventually it'll have to be let go of. And yet people develop all sorts of organizations, methods, write books, teach classes, hold seances, do all sorts of things that indicate that this is supposed to be real and right and true and something great to aspire to. In addition, it not only keeps people from the path, but it's confuses them as to what is real. And this applies or can apply to many, many different approaches and aspects of the more real spiritual path. I wanted to make this point. The unfolding that that takes place through the natural growing of heart and breath and the absorption in one, the attunement of heart and being, the rising in self, the rising in increased capacity of love and light, naturally and normally will unfold those other areas, and you will extend and grow and be able to communicate with others as is needed in the correct and appropriate manner as a reflection of what's needed to do, not as something to strive for independently. And a person will describe secondary benefits when they are not, or values when they don't exist. And this again takes place in many different approaches, be it healing, be it communication, be it any of the tools and abilities that unfold as one goes further. Now, there is real communication that does take place. And I point this out and I bring it up because this is the second main reason why I have introduced this subject toward the beginning of these series of talks. And this has to do with a person who's being guided in a real manner toward, I'll use again the terms, the real, the one, the only, that which one is, from which one has come, and to which one goes. Because through this, the person associates with another individual who hopefully has traveled. And if the person is really a real guide, then the person has traveled through these realms, knows it, has reached a level of realization and experience, so they are connected not only to one and feel that connection as a separate being or entity, but also are perceiving themselves as this. And so they look upon the world and those things within it and other people and other beings, and can work on multiple levels at the same time, all as oneself. This is part of experience and realization. When using the term in this manner, it is you realize your goal by becoming it. You realize your aspiration to become a doctor by being a doctor, not by hoping to be, not by reading about it. So the true guide must, in order to help lead a person, help assist a person toward levels of realization and experience, must have in and of themselves reached that point as a bare minimum. Reach these levels. And within that framework, they will communicate or transmit the reality which is unspoken, unnamed, that has no form, and yet which includes within it lesser levels of form in which dwell all the other beings. And the transmission, since it is part of, since there is actually a ongoing work and effort, not only within this world but also on other levels, is to include assisting somebody else who's on the path, who's seeking realization and experience, to gain the abilities and understanding and awareness of what exists and how to relate to that and how to work, and then to apply those tools and abilities and experiences and opportunities with from multiple realms within their own life and expression, so that they can fulfill why they are in this world and working, why they have a body, physical body, and to assist in the in bringing forth a greater harmony, love, light, unity, realization, higher experience in this world. And this can be done in many, many different ways. It doesn't have to be done in a so-called religious or spiritual setting, but rather, and much more importantly, to be included within the lives of all individuals, no matter what they do, in all forms of work and being. And so the expression is what is right and appropriate according to what is needed through them at the right time, in the right manner, in the right way. And this communication that exists, this transmission that exists, is a means of conveying it through heart and breath by means, by way of the guide. The guide acts as a conduit, an intermediate, in form, right in front of the individual, or if they are separated in terms of space, certainly the connections of heart, and it continues, heart and breath. But when there's actual physical contact and not separate in terms of space, then an individual who's learning, who's being guided, can learn, can have a mirror to hit it back against, can have somebody to adjust or point toward the adjustment of misconceptions, and the person gives an opportunity and means for not only balance and not only progression, but also a means of instant attunement, a way to catch the transmission, being that connection to and through other beings on other levels, and much more importantly, to and through that which is unspoken and beyond words. The way that can be spoken is not the true way. We've read this before as something very akin to that in the Bhagavad Gita and by many other people. That which can be spoken about is not the way. That which exists is. Life is the great teacher, not the guide. Guide assists. And so an individual who is placed in a relationship, places himself or herself in a relationship of being guided, is accepted within that, initiated within this through various forms which eventually come to the, into the universal, is connected through the consciousness, heart, and breath of that who, that one who knows, who realizes experience, who guides, leads, and assists. And this transmission is conveyed at all times through the heart and breath, through the connection that exists. Now, as this grows further, then there are means in which a person, ways in which a person can use the physical individual to attune to, and when they're in the presence of that person, it's easier to connect to their breath, to harmonize with their being, to see why they're doing something, to get the feeling in the physical connection of what's behind their words, what's behind their choices, their actions. And as the person attunes and refines themselves, their heart and their breath more and more, and can attune through and become of this guide, then they begin to expand their own perception and take on not only their point of view, but also the perception perspective of that one which is guiding and leading. It becomes a ladder, a stepping stone toward the higher, and so the individual acts as the means through which one grows. And this does not preclude the person gaining directly, because one of the aspects of the real guide is they don't want to be stuck in the middle all the time, but want to assist the person to first make that connection to the real, the highest, the guiding spirits who can carry them on further if that's needed, and then further to assist them in the realization, balance, experience, assimilation, so that they can go on further and further without the assistance and direction and guidance of somebody in between. They're only used as a stepping stone toward this. So the transmission and communication that takes place is extremely important within the framework of going further in a guided relationship. In one in which it's not guided, then it's far more random. And while the communication, conveyance of heart and breath can certainly take place and will take place as a person rises higher to that level of the real, it's not necessarily direct, it's not necessarily correct in its approaches, it's much more trial and error, and frankly can take much, much longer in terms of time and far more effort, and there are far greater blind spots, and there's far greater chances for mistakes, misinterpretation, and for considering that one has reached certain levels without even having done so. It's much more prone to the egotism than is the surrender of self through another to the one, toward the highest of one's ideal. So the purpose of communication assists in this, and the connection and transmission is one that can be caught and felt when there's direct contact. Then later on, when an individual may move away from so much direct connection and contact, they're in physical location, and then maybe thousands of miles away and is on their own working, they still have the means because they know it, they feel it, they sense it, they understand it, they experience of that continuous connection of heart and breath and being within the one guide through the one individual who has assisted them, who has guided them, and then also with the connection to other beings working, doing the work, conveying the transmission in all sorts of ways through these levels and through these worlds. This is part of oneself. So the speaking of this at the beginning is not necessarily to point you to something of interest, but rather to point you something and to diminish that interest and to try to get a better perspective and understanding of what the relationship of this is and why I would say it in the first place. The way that can be spoken of is not the way. The transmission of heart is of the more real. And the becoming of that oneself is the pointing toward that which one is, and the actual becoming is the unfolding of realization and experience toward which one goes. And from that unfolding, in that unfolding, through this knowing, through this being, one experiences, and then one helps, because that's part of oneself. You're part of it. You're not separate from it. All it takes is love, pointing yourself to the highest, to the real, and with the assistance and guidance of another, acting as the intermediary, the communion of heart and breath, linking all souls, you can find that way much quicker than if you try to do it on your own. But it takes knowing where to look, when to look, and how to put yourself in it. There's too much that is just foolishness and is not real.